For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. September is National Sickle Cell Anemia Awareness Month. Sickle cell refers to the shape of a patient's red blood cells. As many as 100,000 people have the blood disease in this country, most of them African Americans. I talked with Dr. Peter Gulick of the Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine. He says sickle cell anemia can have a number of serious ramifications.
With sickle cell anemia, patients are tired, fatigued because of the anemia. Many times and usually this occurs when there's lack of oxygenation, and then the cells deform because of that, and then the cells become very rigid, and so patients can have severe lung conditions where the vessels get obstructed in the lung, and they can have severe pain in the chest, pleuritis. It can affect the kidneys. It can cause the kidneys to malfunction somewhat because, again, of the obstruction. It can cause a bone disease. It can cause obstruction in the vessels to the bone, and they can have infarctions of the bone with hip disease or severe conditions such as that. These individuals are also at risk to get to have what they call otosplenectomy, where again, the vessels to the spleen get damaged, so the spleen no longer functions, and so these patients are at very high risk for infections, especially with organisms that are controlled by the spleen, such as Streptococcus pneumoniae. So they're at very high risk for getting infections like that.
How is sickle cell anemia treated?
It's basically you try to make sure that the patients don't develop any or don't have problems with conditions that may lead to low oxygenation. And one of the things that can happen is when a patient develops extreme pain from the sludging of the blood from the sickle cells, they tend to hyperventilate, and this sometimes can lead to low oxygenation, and that can cause even further sickling of the cells. And so we try to prevent those conditions, and then we try to make sure the patients are well hydrated so that, you know, the sludging doesn't occur. So those are some of the more common ways. And then there's other measures that we use a drug called hydroxyurea, which is a drug that's been used for other hematologic conditions. But what it can do to the sickle cells is it can cause another form of hemoglobin, a form called fetal hemoglobin, which is less likely to cause this sickling effect. And it causes the cells to be more stable. So that's one form of treatment. And then in some radical conditions, there's even bone marrow transplants and other types of measures that are a little bit more radical, but which are being done.
Can it be fatal?
Yes, it can definitely be fatal, especially with the infectious complications. They can be very, very serious. Patients have developed sepsis, pneumonia. That's probably the most serious problem. But then when they develop these infarctions, especially in the lung, that can lead toward decreased lung function, and so it can cause problems such as that. And it can even cause some renal issues and other organ as well. So yes, it can be very serious disease.
So there's no cure?
Not at the present time. There's no cure for the condition, no.
Is it transmittable or preventable?
Well, if you do genetic testing on individuals and you find patients have the genetic trait, then you have to educate them that if they happen to get involved with somebody else that may have the trait as well, that they have a chance of, if they have children, that the children could be born with the full-blown disease, which would be the sickle cell anemia.
Dr. Peter Gulick of the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Scott Pohl, WKAR News.